From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Obama administration official says the United States relayed its regret for the unintentional loss of life of Syrian forces fighting the Islamic State group Saturday. The official says the notification was sent through Russia. He also says the U.S. will continue to pursue compliance with a cessation of hostilities as it continues military action against the Islamic State group and an al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Syria. The Syrian government said 80 troops were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck an area near the Deir ez-Zor airport. U.S. officials said the raid was intended for Islamic State militants surrounding the airport and was halted when commanders learned the bombs had hit Syrian troops. But Sergei Rudskoy is the command head of the Russian General Staff. He said, "We believe this incident, which caused multiple human losses, became possible due to a lack of knowledge of the situation by the coalition command and due to the unwillingness by the American side to coordinate with Russia the actions in fighting terrorist groups on Syrian territory." An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council is underway in New York to discuss the incident. Russia called for the meeting, but U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power called the Russian move cynical and a new low.
Even by Russia's standards, tonight's stunt, a stunt replete with moralism and grandstanding, is uniquely cynical and hypocritical.
Power said Russia has never called for such an emergency session when the Syrian regime has bombed civilians. This is VOA News.